This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we have a conversation about faith and the importance of faith in the different areas of our lives. Whether you are in the workplace, or you're a student, an at-home parent, or maybe you're taking care of a loved one, or just maybe you're someone who has never really had faith and you're searching for what your purpose is. Well, the next 30 minutes, we will interview everyday people who will share their everyday faith. Now, we like to dig into the Bible on this program, and so we start with the question, what is faith? And according to the Bible, coming from Hebrews chapter 11, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. And why is faith important? Also from the book of Hebrews, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. And how do you get faith? According to the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Thank you again for joining us this morning on the show. We now have all our podcasts loaded on iTunes. You can also go to the WCHV.com website. And we have a new website. It's called Mark5Ministries.com. All of the podcasts are loaded on there. If you didn't get a chance to listen to last week's program, we had Malik Frazier on. Malik is a student athlete at the University of Virginia. He's getting ready to graduate in a couple of weeks, and a member of the men's basketball team at the University of Virginia. Great testimony that he shared, and just a terrific young man. So check that out, and all the other ones are on there as well. We also have an email address. It's everydayfaithradio@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. We appreciate your comments and encouragements, and always welcome your prayer requests. Again, this is Everyday Faith Radio, and thank you for joining us. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with today's guest.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. The Scottsville Farmers Market, going on now every Saturday, rain or shine, through October 31st from 8 until noon at the Scottsville Pavilion on Fleet Street. A jump rope event to raise money for St. Jude Research Hospital will be held May 16th at the Herman Key Rec Center in Charlottesville starting at 10 a.m. Palmyra Company 1 Volunteer Fire Department is holding a community yard sale May 16th starting at 8 a.m. at the Firehouse in Palmyra. And the 21st Annual Relay for Life of Charlottesville Albemarle is May 16th starting at 6 p.m. at Albemarle High School football field. If your charity or nonprofit organization has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, go to our Concerts Events calendar at wchv.com.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today, we have back with us my good friend Chauncey Hutter, Jr. Chauncey, thanks for being on the program.
You bet.
Today is we're actually recording this on Thursday, which is the first Thursday of May, which is the National Day of Prayer, and I know that you have been very involved in that today. You're a busy guy, busy business guy, but talk to us, for any of our listeners, can you give us just a little background on and touch down on that National Day of Prayer, because up until a few years ago, I probably didn't really know a whole lot about it.
Yeah, I just started participating in this particular day. In 2006, we started a prayer ministry, so these kind of dates kind of popped up, and I didn't really have a grid for it back then, but we do now. But the National Day of Prayer for our country has been going on since the late 50s. It's been about 60 years. And so, you know, God is not done with us. He wants to call men and women across all denominational lines just to stop what they're doing and to take a day to just to lift up his name. I tell you, one of the national verses is 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who called by their name, by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. And, you know, there's a lot of people talking about how bad things are, you know, and there's a lot of things that are not going so right in our nation. I'm telling you, it's the believer's responsibility. It's Christians to stop, to humble themselves, to repent and turn from their wicked ways, and then ask God to relent. It's amazing. I mean, this you can go into Joel 2. I mean, you can go into Jonah 4, and there's a lot of beautiful places where the Lord's similar themes, and I'm just very thankful to be participating with literally millions of other people today that are doing this, taking off a couple hours in their day just to participate.
And it's interesting, you and I talked about this the other day as you had the Baltimore riots and situation going on a few weeks ago, and we were talking about, well, you know, it's really the believer's responsibility to get into 2 Chronicles 7:14 and really embrace that verse, because in that verse that you just read to us talked about the healing, that God will open up heaven and he'll forgive sins and he'll heal the land, which, as you mentioned, so important and so critical to what we're going through in the history of our country right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of people, a lot of talking heads you'll see on the TV or you'll read about online, and people have a lot of answers. The real answer is a spiritual answer. Truthfully, at the end of the day, God has to break in, and he wants to, he desires to, mm-hmm. But our part as believers, as Christians, is to humble ourselves and repent, and then turn and say, God, break in and help.
Mm. Well, I didn't intend to talk about this, but let's go this way with it. We talk on this show a lot, a verse that you're very familiar with and a lot of Christians are familiar with, Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 10, talks about how the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And when you look at situations like what is going on in different parts of the country, the enemy, Satan's having a field day, and he wants the division. He wants riots and people pointing the finger at each other, and he doesn't want this reconciliation, which is what we're called to pray for, mm-hmm. and help to bring that in. And that verse so eloquently, 2 Chronicles 7:14, which you just mentioned, but the other side of that verse, so the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus, these are words of Jesus, and he said, but I have come so that you can have and enjoy life to the full and overflowing life. So when we kind of get off of the darkness, and as believers, we're going to get to this in just a second, but we're called to bring light into dark situations, and we're going to encounter that a lot of different places in this world.
And, you know, one thing about, you know, marketplace ministry, and people say, well, you know, I'm not going to have a ministry. I'm a Christian. I have faith. I go to work. You know, I'm not having some fancy, I'm not talking about that. What we're talking about is what you just said. John 10:10 is marketplace ministry. It's bringing life into dark places, mm-hmm. wherever that is. Now, if you're, and one of our hours of this prayer meeting we just came from talked about the seven mountain strategy for influencing culture and society. And those seven, God has orchestrated, one of the ways he's doing it is getting men and women in arts and entertainment and business and government and education and media and family. and all the sectors of society where influence and culture happens, we're seeing God use everyday Christians, everyday guys, gals, young people, old people, to be who they are, baby steps. And it's beautiful because, you know, everybody has the same Holy Spirit. I don't care who you are, not the pastor on Sunday. I'm not talking about just the guy down the street that's across in Africa being a missionary. I'm talking about every believer has the same Holy Spirit, where you literally can ask God to help in a situation right there in your workplace, in your wherever your 2 feet go. And I think many Christians forget that, but it's beautiful to think about. You have the attention of God, the Genesis 1 God who created heavens and the earth. You have his attention where you can ask him and he will listen and answer your prayer. That's an amazing amazing thing.
That is a perfect segue into the main topic of today's program, as we're talking about marketplace ministry. And today's guest is Chauncey Hutter Jr., and this is Everyday Faith Radio. Again, Chauncey, take us to the beginning of this. What is marketplace ministry? Because really, I think you were one of the first guys who really kind of helped turn on the switch for me. Talk to me about what marketplace ministry is, and then how did you get involved in it? And we'll just kind of go from there.
When I use the term marketplace, it's just basically most Christians have Sunday Christianity in a box. I mean, so when you get to Monday morning or you get to during the week, you don't really think about God, faith doesn't apply, and that's just not true. And God is the God of all of life. God is the God of the city, every nook and cranny, not just a Sunday morning church. Now, of course, we love the church, and of course, we love being around other believers and just having a great congregation all in one in sync. But what about Monday morning? What about when you go off to work? And what about when you go off to whatever you're doing? And when I say work, hear me, it's moms at home, stay-at-home moms, it's students, it's retired folks, it's everybody. It's where your 2 feet are at the other times of the week. And you, by the power of God, can have a ministry because you have Holy Spirit with you. Where your 2 feet go, the kingdom of God is going, and you will impact and can have an impact in whatever job application, whatever marketplace situation you're in. It's as one of my friends calls it, hey, it's just being a Christian.
Mm-hmm. So wherever we are, we can usher in the presence of God into whatever we're doing throughout the day.
We can bring light into dark places because we have light in us. And yes, there's some darkness around us, but it's okay because you're stepping in with your light that's more powerful than the darkness, I promise you.
So how did you get involved in marketplace ministry? When did the light sort of switch on for you with this?
Well, I just got touched. I mean, the Lord just touched me. I went on an event. I went to a place in Kansas City called the International House of Prayer. It was for a marketplace ministry out there. It was back in 06. It was a concept that I hadn't really had a grid for. But one of the things that when they prayed for me out there, one of the things that they prayed for is just, hey, God wants you to be who you are, where you are. You don't have to go off and sign up to be a missionary to Africa, which, by the way, I'm all for. I'm just saying that 99% of us are supposed to be here. And I don't want people to think, you know, marketplace ministry is some big, you got to go get some 501c3 or something. No, I'm just talking about it's just being who you are, who God has called you to be, whatever your faith journey, whatever He's helping you be today.
And you have really helped me. We're talking with Chauncey Hutter Jr. on the program today, and the topic is marketplace ministry. You have really helped me, Chauncey, with that whole concept because I'm in the real estate business. I run a real estate company, and every now and again, when I have opportunities to speak or share my faith, people will say to me, well, gee, you should be a pastor, you should be a priest. And that
No.
That's not what I have been called to do. I've kind of called to be, if you will, and again, we call it marketplace ministry. I'm called to be kind of where I am, but the last 2 or 3 years, what has really changed as I've kind of grasped the idea of marketplace ministry is that everybody that I come in contact, and I come in contact with a lot of people, I deal with buyers, I deal with sellers, I deal with top producing real estate agents, I deal with brand new real estate agents, I deal with other leaders in the industry, and a lot of support staff, and everybody has stuff going on in their life. And if you realize that in marketplace ministry, where you are, you can minister to the person right in front of you. And we're going to take a break, but we're going to come back right on this topic of marketplace ministry. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Our guest today is Chauncey Hutter Jr. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back in just a moment.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. Mooses by the Creek presents the New York band Betty at the Paramount Theater May 23rd at 7 o'clock. Proceeds go to Shelter for Help in Emergency and Safe. Virginia Blood Services will be holding a blood drive at Lowe's at Ryle Hill on May 25th from noon until 4. The Charlottesville Albemarle SPCA is sponsoring the K9 2.5K Bow Wow Walk and Festival May 30th, starts at 8:30 in the morning, and begins at Lee Park in downtown Charlottesville. The Scottsville Farmers Market is every Saturday, rain or shine, from now until October 31st, 8 to noon, at the Scottsville Pavilion on Fleet Street. If your charity or nonprofit organization has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, go to our Concerts Events calendar at wchv.com.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today is Chauncey Hutter Jr. And the topic today is marketplace ministry. And Chauncey, again, I want to thank you because you have been such a champion of this whole concept of, you know, you've heard the expression kind of bloom where you are, or, you know, kind of where you are is, you know, where you're supposed to be, and you can kind of minister to the people right in front of you. And that has really helped me on my faith journey, and I thank you for that. For our listeners, though, I'm wondering if you could give a practical example or two of what marketplace ministry, how it works, or what it looks like.
Let me give you a couple examples, like real quick. There's just a lot of times men and women are employees working in a big company. They don't feel like what can they do to be from a ministry standpoint. And so this one particular, I won't use names, but this one particular lady working in an insurance office had a bunch of different cubicles, employees working in there in this place, and she wanted to pass around a prayer journal and pray for people, pray for the needs within the office. And so it was frowned upon by the management that they didn't want anybody praying and whatever, and so they did this kind of under the cover. This is in America, by the way. This is passed around, and not every, you know, there's like 40, 50 people in this big room, and not everybody caught on initially. But when the note would go around, people would see these prayer requests, and people would say, "Would you pray for this? Would you pray for that?" You know, the days go by, weeks go by, and this notebook's filling up, this lady's ministry was just praying for people, and they would testify a week later, "Oh my gosh, this happened, and thank you for praying, this happened, and this happened," and so people started seeing all these prayer requests, and so this ended up being her ministry. It was just a simple, "I just want to bless people, I want to pray for people," and it turned out to be just a massive, the environment of people in this office was completely changed just in a few months, just because there was an aroma of Christ, people praying for people. Another example is a little bit more extreme. This guy actually owned a bank, and he was just wanted to bless his clients, and he would pray for his employees when they came in, and so his people would come over, and they were how's it going? Well, I feel bad, or this is wrong, or this is going not so good in my life, and say, hey, can we pray for you? And people were a little taken aback by it initially, but then they just, was just a normal part of what they did, and they would pray for people, and people were getting blessed. They saw people getting healed of certain things when they walked in from the bank. This is not a church, right? And so they have a drive-through, and people would come up through the drive-through, and people would say, well, I heard you guys pray for people here. Could you pray for me? And I mean, this guy's business grew, tripled his business over a number of years, but also the churches started sending people over during the week to this bank to get prayed for because that's what they did.
I love it.
So a third quick example is a person here locally that I won't share his name, but he's a nurse, and he feels strongly just about when people are in a bad situation in the hospital. He comes along and he cares for them, and he's really good at what he does, and he asks, can I pray for you? And most people say yes. And so he has seen some amazing miracles happen where people just feel God's presence, or they actually have something happen where their problems are over and their doctors come back in and they're like, wait a minute, you don't have these signs anymore. What happened? Mm. And so after doing that for a number of years and months and years, he got some resistance. The people that his immediate supervisor said, took him aside and said, you may not pray for people anymore. I heard you were praying for, you may not do that. And this guy said, well, you're going to have to fire me.
Mm.
And so he stood for righteousness in the midst of his marketplace, and he didn't have some official ministry. He was just doing what he was called to do. And they have never fired him because he's so good at what he does. He doesn't push anything on anybody. He just blesses people.
Let me give you an example, and I'm not as far down the road in marketplace ministry as you are. And again, our guest today is Chauncey Hutter Jr., and the topic is marketplace ministry. Chauncey, you and I have talked about this. I like to memorize certain Bible verses, and I constantly am carrying them around on index cards, either in my shirt pocket, back pocket, and it's just a discipline that I've gotten into and really enjoyed, and it's all part of, I don't want to go down this road too far, but it's all part of that renewing the mind that Romans chapter 12 talks about. Very, very important, critical part of my day is spending time in the Word. Well, one day at my office, I had a lady come to me. She knows I'm a believer. And she was having a really difficult time. I won't share her name, but she came to me, and she was in tears, and I didn't really know what to do. But the one thing I learned that's very important is just that ministry of presence, just kind of being with somebody is helpful. Because as you and I know, and we've talked about before, we are called as believers to bear each other's burdens. And Romans chapter 12 also talks about celebrate when they celebrate and mourn when they mourn. So when somebody's going through a tough time, we're called to be there with them. But in this particular case, came to me and I was, okay, what am I going to do? This person's having a really, really tough day. Long story short, in my shirt pocket was one of my favorite all-time verses, which is Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7, which, again, it goes like this because it's such a strong verse. I just want to share it again. And for any of our listeners, I encourage you to write it down. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, through prayer and petition, and with thanksgiving, present your request to the Lord. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So that's the memory verse, Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7. Again, a lot of people know that verse. I had been practicing, memorizing it. I simply handed out that index card to my coworker. And she said, gee, Jeff, I'll spend some time with this, and I'll take it home. And I just, you know, it wasn't a big transformation. But she came to me 2 days later, and she said, Jeff, you know, I really appreciate you sharing that word with me. It's something that really helped me at that specific time. That whole concept, which you're very familiar with, what the theologians call the great exchange, to hand God our fears, our worries, our anxieties, and he hands back to us his peace, which is what she was searching for and in need of. And, you know, again, all I did was hand her the card and read it to her. But
you can't go wrong handing somebody the word of God. Seriously, how can you go wrong handing somebody God's word? Because it's alive and active, and it blesses people.
So I told that story to another friend of mine, and then I'll get out of this, but I do want to share this. I told that story to another friend of mine, and he was like, tell me, that, Jeff, what was that verse again? And again, it's Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. My friend wrote it down. He's like, okay, well, maybe this will come in handy. He tells me that he had a coworker come to him who was having a terrible, terrible day, and he also handed that index card with that verse to his coworker, and he said it helped. Anyway, he came running back to me saying, hey, thanks, you finally taught me what to do. And I was like, hey, I don't really know what I'm doing, but I'm just trying to be obedient with the word. And as you said, you know, when in doubt, you know, handing out God's word is a pretty good thing.
Here's what's beautiful, though. I appreciate your heart, Jeff, because you don't, and people that are listening, they don't, you don't have to have all the answers. You don't have to be the senior pastor. You don't have to. I'm telling you, it's just these little things where you just are obedient and you reach out and you care. You ask God's heart for somebody, and that's Marketplace Ministry, because that's where you are, wherever you are during the week.
Mm. Chauncey, we have just a few minutes left, but I always like to ask you, because you're always reading a lot of good books, do you have any kind of Christian books that you're reading today, or anything in God's Word that you're kind of consuming that you would share with me?
I hadn't thought about it in advance, but I would love to give you some resources. I mean, some places to go. Some people will say, some people will say, well, how do you do Marketplace Ministry? Mm-hmm. And I believe in tools like resources, books, manuals. I'm a big believer in other people have gone somewhere before you.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob Hartley, if you go to bobhartley.org.
Yeah, that guy is
amazing. You can download it. I think it's an app. It's the Adoration app.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can get the actual hard copy of the ABCs of Adoration or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But he came here years ago and gave our particular our weekly prayer meeting we had in our house. We had a bunch of people coming over every week. He encouraged us for the next 6 months, don't do anything except for adore the Lord.
Mm.
And just and he has a whole book on just adoration, just from the Bible, adoring the Lord.
Mm.
And so if you've ever been to a prayer meeting and people have their big long lists, I'm telling you, try this sometime. Put those big long lists aside for a second and spend the whole first half or most of your prayer meeting in adoration. And that's what I would encourage people to get. One of the Bob Hartley's ministries, adoration books or manuals or apps you can download, that would be the best. Because when you have a right view of God, in the midst of whatever workplace or whatever environment you're in, I'm telling you, the Lord will work through you because you have a great picture of who God is.
Yes, and you'll experience the love of the Father, and that encounter, once you've had that encounter, it changes everything. Chauncey Hutter Jr., thank you so much for joining us today on Everyday Faith Radio. By the way, you pointed me to Mike Bickle and the International House of Prayer. You also Bill Johnson and the Bethel Church, and I've absorbed all that. I appreciate it so much. Folks, have an awesome Sunday. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next week. God, we need you to come.